所以我们在学那个提多书，大家可以把你的圣经翻到提多书的第一章。
And Roy again has asked us for special prayer for Ling Mei's friend.
现在我刚才跟他讲了，丽美的那个朋友有一个特别的祷告，要为他祷告一下。
And the story is that Ling Mei's friend has a husband in China. She is in Vancouver, but the husband is in China. And the husband in China has a brain hemorrhage. And there has been an operation, and it has not been completely successful.
实际上这个呢，就是丽美的一个朋友，因为她的老公在国内因那个脑内出血呢，做过一次手术，但是呢还没有完全解决问题，现在又出血了，她就是现在 ICU 里。
So there is still bleeding on the brain, and the problem is that Ling Mei's friend cannot get back to China, and Ling Mei's friend's son is in the United Kingdom, and he can't get back to China to be with his father either.
因为那个问题是他脑内出血，然后昏迷了。丽美的朋友呢，他在加拿大，他现在呢拿不到签证回国，然后他们的儿子在英国也是拿到了签证，但是没有直飞的中国的。
So we will go to prayer now. We'll pray that the Lord will help us in our study this afternoon, and we will pray for Ling Mei's friend and family.
因为我们今天现在祷告求神来帮助我们今天下午的学习，也为丽美的朋友和他的家人祷告。
So let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the fact that you are a loving Father and you are the omnipotent God.
因为主啊，我们要再次向您献上感恩，因为您是一个有爱的父，您是一个无所不能的神。
And we just pray, Lord, that you will work in the life of Ling Mei's friend and her husband and her son.
我们现在祷告呢，就是您会在丽美的朋友和她的丈夫还有她的儿子的生命里动工。
These issues are very, very serious, Lord. In all probability, apart from the intervention of God, this man will die.
因为现在的情况呢是非常复杂的，如果说在这种情况下，除非是神干预，他这个人有可能死了。
But the tragedy is, Lord, that his wife can't be with him, nor can his son be with him.
所以现在的悲剧呢是他的妻子和他的儿子现在都不在他身边。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that somehow you will resolve this issue for the family, but especially that each may find a trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主啊，我们的祷告是您来解决他们这样的问题，但是特别的是他们家里的每一个人都可以找到主耶稣，相信主耶稣。
Lord, we acknowledge that life is important.
主啊，我们知道人生是重要的。
And we acknowledge that sickness and death are important.
我们也知道那个生病和死亡也是重要的。
But far more important than that is eternity. And these three, Lord, they all need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, lest because of their sin, they are separated from the Lord for eternity.
所以呢，这人生中最重要的呢，就是永恒。永恒呢，我们知道这三个人，他们都需要知道他们的永恒，因为他们的罪把他们和主和永恒之间隔开了。
So Lord, we just pray that you will work in their lives. Give to Ling Mei, Lord, extra grace, strength, and wisdom to say the right things to her friend and to encourage her, telling her about the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们祷告，就是祈求您给那个丽梅额外的恩典、额外的智慧、额外的力量，去跟她的朋友传讲我们的主耶稣基督。
So Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them, but we pray that you will help us today as well.
主啊，我们祈求您的赐福在他们身上，我们也祈求您今天赐福我们在座的每一个人。
We thank you for your promise to be with us as we study your word, and that's what we are claiming now.
因为我们非常感恩您的应许，在我们学习您的话的时候，您会与我们同在，这就是我们现在所求的。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome to everybody today, including Daisy. Welcome to you, Daisy. We're glad that you're here today.
来欢迎每一个人，尤其是欢迎 Daisy. Daisy 现在能跟我们在一起。
Very nice. Now, Daisy, do you know that we're going to be studying? Oh, here's Daisy's mother. Very good. Daisy, you help your mother with the computer.Oh, and the little brother. Ha ha. Very good. Very good.
Daisy 的妈妈还有一个小弟弟，非常好，欢迎大家。
Okay, so we're going to be studying today in the book of Titus. So you take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Titus, and we're going to be reading some interesting stories about this.Particular man Titus and his responsibility.
因为今天我们学习提多书的第一章，如果你有圣经，请翻到提多书的第一章。我们要学习这一个非常有趣的一个提多，叫提多的人，他的人生和他的所有的一切。
The story is that there was an island, still is an island, in the Mediterranean Sea.And the island is called Crete.
所以呢，实际上呢，在这里这个故事发生在一个岛上。这个岛呢，今天人在那里，就是这个岛的名字叫克里特。
It is a relatively small island, but in the days that, of the Apostle Paul, there were several cities or communities on this small island.
所以这个在地中海上的这个岛呢是非常小的一个岛，但实际上在使徒保罗那个时期呢，这个岛上呢有几个城市，甚至还有很几个社区在那上面。
And there were pockets of Christians here and there scattered throughout the island.
所以在整个这个小岛上分散着几批一些基督徒。
Now, this island, it wasn't very big.It wasn't very important, and frankly, a lot of the people that were living there weren't really very good.
实际上这个小岛呢，实际上来说呢，它不是很大，也不是很重要。更要说的呢，就是大部分在这个岛上生活的人呢，并不是什么好人。
But God loves them, Jesus loved them, and the...Apostle Paul sent Titus to them to tell them more about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神爱这个岛上的人，主耶稣也爱这个岛上的人，所以使徒保罗呢，派提摩太来到这个小岛上传讲主耶稣。
Now, if you were following all the news media today, you would realize that this little island of Crete.Was in the news today.
所以呢，如果你今天看看所有的媒体上，去看看新闻呢，实际上在新闻里经常会提到这个小岛。
And the reason was that they had an earthquake there in Crete. Probably the earthquake was yesterday. It wasn't terribly serious. It was quite large, but I have not noted yet.That there was any serious damage.
实际上呢，昨天呢，在这个小岛上发生了一个地震。 这个地震呢也是一个很强的地震，但是到目前为止我还没有听到或者看到有很严重的损坏在那个岛上。
But I tell you that just because, though our story today is 2,000 years old, Crete is still there. And people are still living there, and they still suffer problems from earthquakes as well as us.
实际上呢，我要告诉大家的原因呢，就是尽管我们这个故事是2000年之前发生的，但是那个小岛仍在那个岛上，那个岛上今天仍然在发生地震。
All right, so we're going to pick up our story now in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5.
因为我们今天的故事要从提多书第一章第五节开始。
And the apostle says, now Titus, the reason that I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
因为那时候保罗跟提多说呢，我从前留你在克里特是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的在各城设立长老。
So the problem, of course, was this, that the island was small. It was separated from the rest of the world by the great big Mediterranean Ocean, and things in the island, as far as the churches were concerned, were not yet what they should be.
其实现在问题呢，就是这个小岛呢，它被那个地中海呢跟那个其他的世界隔离开了，所以在那个岛上呢，现在仍然的有很多的问题，甚至当地的教会并不是说在应该有的教会的形式那样存在着。
Now the story is similar to people. When we are older, we usually can stand on our own and we can get along quite well.But when we're children, we need help.
所以呢，这个跟人的情况差不多。当我们长大了以后呢，我们可以独立自己去做事。但是我们当还是个孩子的时候呢，我们需要大量的别人的帮助。
So all the Christians in Crete were just little children. There were no senior believers to help them.They were all just new Christians. They needed help.
其实上问题就是在克里特岛上的那些基督徒呢，都是非常的属灵的年轻的基督徒。但是呢，在这个上面呢，我们有很少有一些年长的基督徒去指导他们，帮助他们。
And so the Lord sent Titus through Paul.To the island to help these young Christians. Titus was a mature Christian, but he was the only one.
所以呢，主呢通过保罗呢派那个提多呢到这个岛上去帮助那些年轻的基督徒们，因为提多实际上是一个很成熟的基督徒。
And his job was to sort of correct all the things that were wrong in the churches.And then he was also to appoint overseers or elders.
实际上提多的那个职责呢，就是去帮助当地的教会，并帮助他们设立长老。
So that was a pretty big job. I'm not sure how long he was able to stay there. He might have stayed for a few months. He may very well have stayed for a few years.
所以这是一项很大的工作，我不确定他会在那里待多久，他有可能在那里待几个月，也有可能在那里待几年。
But he's going to start with the first and most important responsibility, and that is to raise up men who can be the overseers in the various assemblies in Crete.
所以实际上呢，他的第一项工作呢，就是在那里。找到一些人，并且说是培养他们，让他们可以在当地的不同的教会里作为长老。
The people of God always need leadership.
所以呢，神的子民呢，通常都是需要领导人的。
And those leaders don't have to be bosses, but they do have to make sure that things are done properly.
所以呢，这些领导人呢，他们不是我们通常所说的老板，他们只是说让所有的事情可以按照正确的、正常的方式进行。
So the question would be, what would be the qualifications? What would be the personal characteristics of life of those who would be the leaders in the house of God?
也实际上问题就是说呢，有谁有这样的资格，或者说有什么样的人格和品格的人可以来做神的家里的长老呢？
All right, the first qualification then, verse 6 says, an elder must be blameless, the husband of one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient.
第六节讲到了呢，他们的资格之一呢，就是首先无可指责的人，而且只做一个妇人的丈夫。儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立。
So, the elder must be a man of personal character, and if he is subject to blame, if his life in the community is subject to criticism because of sin, he could not be an elder.
所以实际上呢，这样作为一个长老的人，他应该是在社区里是无可指责的，无可指责的。但是就是说，如果有人就是说呢，说这个人也对他的品格有什么不好的指责，也对他有什么去批评，就是说这样的人他就不能做长老。
So、if he had a reputation of being a cheat as a businessman, if he had a reputation.Of not treating women properly, whatever it would be, he would be disqualified as an elder.
所以如果这个人呢，他在生意上呢有不好的名声，或者他带到妇女上呢也有不好的名声，那么这个人呢就不符合资格做长老。
And in particular, he must be, the phrase is, the husband of one wife.
所以实际上呢，另外一个呢，就是他只能做一个妇人的丈夫。
So if he were to pretend and have more than one wife, if he were to marry and get divorced and marry someone else and get divorced and marry someone else, God says no, that man is not qualified as an elder.
所以说，如果这个人呢，他觉得呢，喜欢有很多人做他的妻子，或者就是说呢。一会儿结婚，一会儿离婚，一会儿结婚，一会儿离婚。这样的人呢，神就说他不能做长老。
And the third thing is, what about his children?
第三件事是他的孩子们怎么样了？
And the answer is, he must have responsible children.
所以答案是他们的儿女也是有责任心的。
So the phrase here is, his children should believe, not be open to charge of being wild or disobedient.
那这个问题就是他们的儿女们也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的。
It is important that children are obedient children.
所以呢，这是非常重要的，如果一个孩子们应该是顺服的孩子们。
And some people say, well, it doesn't really matter. We're just kids. We can do whatever we want to do.
有些人说呢，这没关系，我们只是个孩子嘛，孩子就是想干什么就干什么。
But children know that's not the truth.
但孩子们却知道那不是真的。
And we're thrilled that Daisy is here today.Daisy is here as a responsible child.
因为我们今天非常惊奇的那个 Daisy 也在这里，她是一个有责任心的孩子。
And some of us have met Daisy at the chapel, and she's not only a nice girl, but she is a friendly and she is an obedient child.
因为实际上呢，我们有些人在教堂里见过 Daisy。 他不光是一个很友善的孩子，还是一个非常友好的孩子，也是一个顺服的孩子。
Now that is very important because you see, sometimes the children will tell us what the parents are like.
这就是非常重要的。有时候呢，你看见他的孩子，就知道他的父母是什么样的。
And my daddy used to say to me, you'd better behave, Harold, because if you don't, people are going to say I'm not a very good daddy.
因为我的父亲经常跟我说 Harold, 你要表现得好一点。如果你表现得不好，人家会说 Harold 有一个坏的父亲。
So I tried to behave in such a way that when people saw me, they would say, I think he's got a good dad.
因为我一直很非常努力的，就是很好的去表现。当人看到我的时候说，他肯定有一个很好的父亲。
So you put all these three characteristics together. The characteristics of the man, his relation to his wife, and his relation to the children.
你把这三件事呢联系在一起。第一件呢是这个人自己的品德。第二个呢是他和妇女之间的关系。第三个是和他的孩子之间的关系。
And the truth then is that Christian character begins at home.
所以呢这个真理在这里呢就是说基督徒的品德呢是在家里就建立开始。
And the Lord says, if you can't behave like a Christian at home, don't pretend to lead the church. Don't pretend that you can do God's work at home at the church, if you can't do your own work at home.
你主说呢，如果你在家里都做不好一个基督徒，你在就别假装着你可以领导一个教会，也别假装着说你在教会里你可以去做神的工。你首先在家里要做好基督徒的工。
All right, verse 7 then says, since an overseer, and I want you to note that an overseer is the same as an elder, the same as a pastor. The Bible uses all three words. They are together the leadership of the church.
你是让第七节讲吗？监督，他要提醒大家，那这个监督呢，跟那个长老还有牧师呢，他们都是一个词，都是一个人，都指的有同样职责的在教会里的人。
He says, since an overseer is entrusted with God's work, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to much wine, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain.
第七节说呢，监督既是神的管家。必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不饮酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财。
Now, the line says there are several things he must not do. He must not be overbearing.
你这里讲的呢，他有几件事他不能做。这个第一个呢，就是说他不任性。
And that's a word we don't use very often, but it means to be boss all the time.
因为这个词呢，我们并不经常用，但是它的意思呢，就是他在任何时候他都要做老板。
And that would mean that the person, he would always do things the way he wants.
所以这个意思呢，就是这个人呢，他想干什么就干什么的所有的事情。
He would always expect people to jump.When he talks.
因为他就一直期望呢当他说话的时候周围的人都要欢呼跳跃。
He would often say, when people would say, why should I do it? His answer would be, because I told you to.
因为他的期望呢就是说当人们问他问题说我为什么要这么做的时候呢他的答案永远是我要你做什么你就做什么。
So, it's interesting, as you go along, you would find that the overseer is actually a very nice man, gentle, kind, and encouraging, but he doesn't go around with a whip.
通常你看见的长老呢，都是一个非常好的人，他们非常绅士，非常友好，他们不是拿个棒子到处打人的。
Now he must not be quick-tempered.
所以呢，他也不暴躁。
Some people in life lose their temper often.
所以有些人在他的人生中呢，经常发怒。
But a man of God who's over the people of God, he can't do that. He's got to be very cool-headed, and he must not lose his temper.
因为属神的人呢，他就是不能是这样的，不是经常发怒，他必须非常冷静，不经常发怒，不轻易发怒。
The next line says, he must not be given to much wine.
下一句不说呢，不饮酒滋事。
Liquor is a terrible thing, and it changes a person from one standard to another.
所以呢，酒精是很可怕的一个东西，它把一个人呢，从一个方向改变到另一个方向。
It beclouds the judgment. It brings out usually the worst in a person.And therefore, he is not to be given to much wine.
实际上呢，当人喝了酒呢，通常都会变得很糟糕、很坏。所以这样的一个人呢，不应该多喝酒。
And the question is, how much is too much wine?
所以问题是呢，喝多少酒算过多了？
Many people have had too much. That's very bad.
有很多人呢，喝了很多的酒，这个是不好的。
And the Bible says that drunkenness is sin, and Christians are never to be drunk.
所以呢，圣经说呢，醉酒是罪，所以基督徒呢，永远不要喝醉。
So some of us as Christians say now, how do we handle with this? How much would be too much?
所以有些基督徒呢，说那我怎么控制这个量呢？多少呢？是太多呢？
And so in my life, I had to answer this question. When I was younger, I just would never take anything alcoholic. But when I got to be a man, I said, now, Harold, you're going to have to see what the Bible teaches about liquor.
实际上呢，他的答案呢，就是当他是小的时候他从来不喝一滴酒，但是当他长大的时候呢，他就说呢，Harold， 你要看看神是怎么说喝酒这个的。
Only on one occasion in my life had I ever had a glass of wine。
所以在他的人生中呢，只有一次他喝了一杯酒。
I was in Paris。And it was my first time in Paris. I'd been told that the Parisians always drank wine. And I thought, well, if that's what they do, that's maybe what I should do. The water is probably not very good. I'd better have a glass of wine.
就是让他第一次去法国巴黎，他去巴黎的时候呢，他觉得法国人呢通常都是喝酒的，所以他们那里的水可能不大好。所以我觉得我呢最好的也喝酒跟他们一样。
On the way out of the restaurant, I felt just a little bit peculiar.
所以呢，在他从餐馆回去的路上，他觉得自己有点特别。
I said, "There's something wrong, Harold. I'm not sure what it is, but I said you're not going to take any more wine until you check in the Bible."
所以呢，实际上呢，当时呢，他就觉得身上有什么不对，但是呢，他也没感觉到什么不对，所以他觉得自己说呢，还有你下次喝酒之前一定要查一下身体。
So, sometime later, I read every single reference in the Bible to wine, to strong drink, to liquor, to any symbol.Or any subject relating to liquor.
然后呢，过了一段时间呢，他就把圣经里每一条关于喝酒、关于喝醉、关于那个酒精 把每一条这些经文都挑出来读。
And I said, well, if you put all of those scriptures together, the answer is very simple. Don't you have any, Harold?
因为 我答案呢就是如果他把这所有的经文 呢都放在一起，他得出在这样一个结论，就是 Harold, 你一滴酒都不要喝。
So I have never had any liquor since.
自从那以后呢，他滴酒不沾。
Now, there's many reasons for that, and I'm not going to give you all the scriptural references. But one of them says that if you take liquor, it could confuse your judgment.
所以呢，实际上呢，这里呢。有很多的经文来讲这些，他不会把每一句经文都列出来，但是有一句经文说呢，如果你喝酒，它会影响你的判断。
The Bible says I've got the most important job in the world.
所以圣经说呢，他在整个世界上他有一个最重要的工作。
My job is to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can go to heaven.
其他的工作呢，就是这传主耶稣基督的道，所以他们可以去天堂。
What would happen if I don't do a good job of that?
所以如果我在这项工作上做得不好，会发生什么呢？
Well, they might not go to heaven. They might go to hell.
因为那些人呢，就可能去不了天堂，也许是下地狱。
They might not take those they love to heaven. They might encourage those they love to go to hell as well.
所以呢，实际上呢，他呢，那些人呢，也不能把他们爱的人带到天堂去，也许也让他爱的人也下了地狱。
It would be a terrible thing if I were to mislead people because I'd had too much wine.
所以呢，这是一个非常可怕。如果我因为喝了酒误导了人，这个是不好的。
So when you get on an airplane, how much wine do you want the pilot to have drunk before he got on the plane?
所以如果你是坐飞机，你希望那个机长喝多少酒是合适的？
Well, you would say the flight rules are simple. You can't take anything.Alcoholic for 8 hours before you get on the plane.
所以这个规则呢是非常简单的，就是说呢，那个飞行员呢在上飞机之前8个小时是一滴酒都不能喝的。
And then I say, who's got the more important job? The pilot of a 747 with 400 passengers or me as a representative of Jesus?Who's got the more important job?
所以我的问题呢，谁的工作更重要？是一个波音747的飞行员，上面有400多位乘客的这个机长的，他的责任重要呢？还是我是作为主耶稣基督的代表这样的工作重要呢？
The answer is I've got the more important job. I'm not going to drink any wine.
所以呢，答案是呢，我比他的工作重要的多，所以我会滴酒不沾。
So the Lord says, the man cannot be overbearing, he cannot be quick-tempered, he cannot be given to much wine, and he cannot be violent.
所以呢，主是这样讲的，那就他必须无可指摘，不任性，不轻易发怒，不。因酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财。
Sometimes people, when they get into difficulty, when they get a problem, they get angry and they do something that no man of God could never do that.
所以有些人呢，他在人生中碰到困境的时候呢，他们就非常愤怒，他们就去发怒，所以神的人不这样。
And the last line of the verse says, not.Pursuing dishonest gain.
因为后面一件呢，最后一件讲的不贪无义之财。
If I were just to cheat a little bit, I might be able to get a little bit richer. or maybe a lot richer.
因为如果我去做一些欺骗, 所以呢, 我就会可能变得, 有点富有, 或者是更富有。
So I'm going to tell you the story of my friend.
我要跟大家讲一个我朋友的故事。
I kind of like my friend and the story because my friend's name is Harold.
所以呢,我有点喜欢这个故事里我的朋友,因为我朋友的名字他也叫Harold。
He's a different Harold, but I like him.
他是一个另外一个Harold,但是我喜欢他。
He lives in a different city a long way from here.
所以呢,他住在一个离我们这里很远的一个城市。
And Harold was a mechanic. He worked on heavy equipment. He made sure that all the heavy equipment was running properly.
所以实际上呢,那个Harold呢,他是一个机械技师,他是呢去,他的工作就是保证所有的设备正常的工作。
His boss came to him one day and said, Harold, I want you to sign here that you've checked over this machine and everything is okay.
所以呢,他的老板也进来,那里跟他说, Harold,这里有一张那个,我要你把那个下面签个字, 因为这个纸上说,所有的那些设备工作都正常。
Harold said, I can't do that. I haven't checked it over. I don't have time to check it over.
那个Harold就说呢,我不能签字,因为我根本就没有检查这些设备,我也没时间去检查它们。
The boss said to him, don't worry about that. You just sign here. Everything will be fine.
所以呢,他老板就说呢,别管那个,就只管签字就行了。
He said, no, I won't do that. That would be dishonest. I'm a Christian. I will not do that.
所以Harold说呢,我不会签字,如果我那么做了,那就是不诚实,所以我作为基督徒不能不诚实。
His boss said to him, you will do that or I will fire you right now.
所以他的老板就跟他说呢,你签不签字,如果你不签字,我现在就炒你的鱿鱼。
He said to his boss, I have told you, I will not do that.
所以他跟他老板说,我已经告诉你了,我不会签。
His boss said, you're fired.
所以他老板就跟他说,你被炒了。
So he put his tools down, went to get his toolbox, and his boss said, where are you going?
所以然后他就把他的工具都收到工具箱里,他老板说,你去哪里?
He said, I'm going home, I've just been fired.
他说,我现在就回家,我已经被炒了。
Oh, the boss said, don't worry about it, forget it, everything's okay, you come back to work.
所以那老板说,哎,这是开玩笑的,你没有被炒,你就继续工作吧。
He said, no, you told me that if I were to not obey you, I would be fired. I obey God. I don't obey you. I'm going home.
所以他说,不,因为你已经告诉我,说如果不顺服你,你就会解雇我。那现在我没顺服你,我已经被解雇了,我只顺服神,我不顺服你,所以我要回家。
So he packed up all his bags and he went home. He got home early. His wife said, what are you doing here?
所以呢,他就把他的那个工具都收好就回到家里,因为他妻子在家里说呢,今天怎么这么早就回来了?
He said, my boss told me that if I didn't lie, he would fire me. And I said, I won't lie. And then he said, oh, you can come back. And I said, no. I will not work for a liar. I will not lie, and I won't work for a liar.
然后他就跟他说呢,因为我的老板要我说谎,所以我不愿意撒谎,所以我老板呢,就把我炒了。然后呢,老板说呢,你没有被炒,你又可以工作,然后我说不,我不会为一个说谎的人工作。
So he and his wife got down on their knees and they prayed and they said, Lord, would you please give Harold some work? He needs to get some money.
所以然后呢,他跟他妻子呢,就跪下来祷告,他说,主啊, 请你给 Harold 一个工作，因为他需要钱来养活我们。
And very soon people started phoning Harold, saying to him, could you come and check our machinery, please? And Harold kept on working, and he made more money working on his own than he did when he worked for the company.
所以呢，很快呢，就有人打电话给 Harold 说，你来把我们的设备检修一下，然后他就开始去检修，然后他就开始就是说，从这里开始，他赚的钱比他跟那个老板工作赚的钱更多。
And it was two or three years later that Harold found out that the company he had been working for had gone broke because they would not follow the truths of God.
所以呢，实际上呢，几年以后呢，这个 Harold 就发现呢，他以前工作的公司破产了。他们破产呢，是因为他们不顺服神。
All right. The Christian leader, all Christians, but especially the elder, must not follow dishonest gain.
所以实际上呢，基督徒作为长老的，所有的基督徒，特别是长老，不应该贪不无义之财。
Now, the verse goes on, verse 8, rather, he must be hospitable.
因为第八节呢，继续说呢，乐意接待远。
Okay, that means he's kind to people, he loves them, and periodically he says, you come to my house.
实际上呢，这里讲呢，他是一个好人，他愿意接待人，他就说你到我家里来吧。
He must love what is good. Some people, you know, they love things that are bad, but the Christian leader must always love what is good.
所以这个人呢，他是喜爱良善的人。你知道有些人他喜欢干坏事，所以基督徒呢，通常就是喜欢做好事的人。
He is to be self-controlled. He isn't allowed the circumstances to control him. He must follow the Lord and control himself.
所以实际上他必须是清醒的，他必须有自控能力的，他不是会让别人来控制他，他通常就是让主来掌控他。
He must be upright, he must be holy, he must be disciplined.
所以这个人呢，必须公平、圣洁、自持。
And then verse 9 says, he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught him.
所以第九节继续说，坚守所教真实的道理。
So the Christian leader, the elder, does not say, I have learned some new things. I am not going to do it the way we used to do it. We are changing because I think we should change.
所以实际上呢，这个基督徒的领导人呢，他不会说呢，我今天学到了一个什么样的新的东西，所以呢，跟我以前做的事情不一样。我们通常所做的我们不会做，我们今天要改变的。
That is very important in our day. Many churches are different today than they were 50 years ago.
这点呢，在我们当今社会非常普遍，很多的教会呢，今天呢，跟他们50年之前根本就不一样。
And the reason is, or the question is, why are they different?
所以呢，问题呢，就是他们为什么跟以前不同
？And the answer is because the elders do not follow the message as they have been taught. They say we're going to do it differently today. We're not living in 1960. We're living in 2021. We must be different.
因为这个答案原因呢，就是这个。长老呢，他就说呢，我们不会做我们以前做的事，不会自坚持他所被教导的事。他说，今天呢，我们是已经到了2021年了，我们不会照样去做1960年的事。
God is not changed. Jesus has not changed. Why should we change?
神没有改变，主耶稣没有改变，那我们为什么要改变？
The Bible has not changed. It may very well be that the people in the world today love sin even more than they used to.
所以呢,圣经呢,也没改变,但是当今活在世界上的人呢,
it may be that our culture has changed.
也可能我们当今的文化改变了。
But the teaching of the truth of God does not change.
所以呢,教导神的真理从来没有改变过。
And he does all this, verse 9 says, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
后面继续说呢,这样呢,就能用纯正的教训劝化人,又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
What do we do? We do what the Bible says.
那我们做什么呢? 我们做圣经上说的事。
What do we teach? We encourage people by what the Bible says.
所以我们教导什么呢? 我们去鼓励别人用圣经上所说的话。
What if they do something wrong? We rebuke them by what the Bible says.
所以如果他们做错的事,我们就去规劝他用圣经上的话来。
If there is anything that should distinguish 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel from other churches, it must be this. We do what the Bible says. If they don't, we're going to do what the Bible says.
如果是16节教会和其他的任何教会有什么区别的话, 唯一的就是我们16节教会只教圣经上说的话。
Now the question is, what kind of a man is this that has been just described? This elder, this overseer. What kind of a man would you use to, what word would you use to describe him?
那问题就是你怎么去描述这上面一个人,这上面所有的讲的这些人,通常称为长老的,你怎么去描述他们?
Well, you'd probably say he's a nice man. He's a good man. He's a friendly man. He's a man that I would like to go to for counsel and for help. You might even say, he's a lot like the Lord Jesus.
你会说这样一个人呢,他是一个好人,他是一个很友善的人,他是一个很那个看起来很温顺的人。所以呢,是这样一个人,你想去找他,取得一些建议,去找他帮助你。
Now, the question is, where are these men?
问题是这些人在哪里?
Why did Titus have to appoint them? Why weren't they appointed earlier?
这为什么提多要去设他们为长老,为什么不?
And the answer is there may not have been any of them earlier.
所以答案是呢,
men like this often have to be trained. They just don't automatically be like that. They've got to be disciplined. They've got to be trained. They've got to be helped.
所以呢,实际上呢,像这样的人呢,通常要去训练,要去锻炼,要去责备他们,让他们接受锻炼,然后他不是说自动就成为这样的人,这样的人都是被训练成这样的人。So
Titus' job was to train men to be that kind of person.
所以提多的职责呢,就是把人训练成像这样的人。
So what does the word Titus mean?
提多是什么意思呢?
If you've got a really good memory and you were here last week, what does the word Titus mean?
所以如果你的记忆力很好,上个星期你也在这里,你能告诉我提多这个词的意思是什么吗?
Okay, so Gia, I think you've got the answer. Do you want to turn your mute on? That's right, you tell us, Gia.
Nurse.
Nurse. Yes. Okay, if you were sick and you had to go to the hospital, would you like a nurse to help you or would you like a cranky old man to come by? So Paul says, Timothy, Titus, you go out and you nurse some of these men so that they can be the kind of godly men that we need to run our churches. Now, I'm not sure how long it took for Titus to work with these men to the point where they were able to take on the responsibility of overseership. I think he probably said to some of them, you're a pretty fast learner, you've matured, you can be an overseer. And then he would have to say to others, no, you haven't matured enough yet. You're going to have to wait before you can be an overseer. Now, the question is, why? Why do overseers have to be the kind of people that Paul has been talking about?
All right,
verse 10 says, for there are many rebellious people, mere talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision group.
所以实际上就是第十节说呢，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话欺哄人，那奉割礼的更是这样。
Would it be an easy job to be an overseer?
作为一个长老来说呢，他的工作容易吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不容易。
Would it be an easier job to be an overseer in Crete than maybe in other places?
所以呢，在这个克里特做一个长老，比其他的地方做长老容易做吗？
The answer is no, probably a harder job.
这答案是不是的，他们那里的工作可能更难做。
To be an overseer at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel isn't terribly hard because many of the people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel have been walking with the Lord Jesus for many years. And they're good people and they're easy to help, easy and swift to learn.
所以实际上呢，作为一个16节教会的长老呢，工作却并没有那么难。这个原因呢，是因为在我们16节教会里呢，我们有很多人，他们与神同行很多年，所以他们是很容易的去帮助、去被领导的一群人。
Others are easy to lead because they're new Christians, but they want to follow. And they're eager to learn, and they're humble to respond.
实际上呢，也对那些呢新来的人呢，也是很容易去领导在我们16节，是因为呢，他们有很大的热情去学习。 他们也有一个很谦卑的心去顺服。
But what would you do if there were rebellious people in the church?
所以如果那些有些叛逆的人在教会里，你会怎么办？
People who are talking, 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 they just don't live it.
所以呢，有些人呢，他只是说说说说，夸夸其谈，他根本就不去做实事。
What would you do with people who didn't always tell the truth?
所以呢，如果有些人呢，他们并不是总讲真话的那些人，你怎么办？
Okay, verse 11 says, they must be silenced.
所以呢，这个第十十节说呢，他必须要堵住他们的嘴。
How do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
And it's hard for a father to discipline and train a disobedient boy or girl.
所以呢，通常对一个父亲来说，去那个责备那个不顺服的孩子，也不是那么容易。
How would you train somebody who was in the assembly who was behaving that way? They have to be silenced. How do you silence them?
对这些在教会的人呢，那你怎么去对待他们呢？他们必须，你必须把他的口堵住。那你怎么堵他的口呢？
Well, why can't you just let it go? Why do you have to deal with it?Why do we have to silence these people?
所以呢，你为什么就不把这些人赶走，就让他走呢？你为什么要去解决这个问题呢？你为什么要堵住他们的嘴呢？
Because they're not just damaging themselves, verse 11 says. They are ruining whole households by teaching things they ought not to teach.
实际上呢，第十一节说呢，他们将不该教导人教导别人，败坏了人的全家。
That's the problem, isn't it?
就是个问题。
If in fact you're in a position of responsibility and you are doing things wrong, you're not teaching just yourself. You're not teaching just one other person. You're teaching whole families to disobey, to not follow the Lord. Very, very serious.They must be silenced.
实际上呢，这是一个非常严肃的、严重的问题。如果你有那样的一个职责，你去教导别人的话，如果你教导的不对，你不光教坏了自己，你也教坏了整个家里的人，让所有的人都不顺服主。所以这样的人必须堵住他们的嘴。
Very often the reason that they are teaching things they shouldn't teach.Is in order to get dishonest gain.
所以实际上呢，通常呢，这些人去教导他们本不该教导的事呢，他们的一个原因呢，就是可以发一些不义之财。
It may be money they want.
他们可能想要钱。
It may be glory for themselves that they want.
他们也是想把荣耀归到他们自己身上。
It may be to be able to brag and say, these people are following me.
所以也可能他到处吹说这些人都是跟随我的。
There could be many other reasons why they're wrong, but the overseer, the elder, must deal with that situation and say, no, you must not.Talk, you must not teach.
实际上呢，这些人身上可能也有很多其他的不对的地方，但是你发现了这些人以后呢，作为长呢，你必须去跟他说，你不能教导别人，你必须住口。
Now this is the kind of problem that you would probably expect to find anywhere and everywhere, but it is especially true in Crete.
因为这样的问题呢，你可能会在世界上其他的任何一个地方都会发现存在这样的问题，但是当时呢，特别是在克里特存在这样的问题。
So, verse 12 says, Even one of their own poets said this. So the Cretes had poetry, and some of their poets said, Cretans are always liars, they're evil brutes, and they're lazy gluttons.
实际上在第十二节里讲的有克里特人中的一个本地的先知说，就算他们自己的先知也说，克里特人常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
Now, those aren't very friendly things. Number one, they are always liars. Number two, they are evil brutes. Number three, they are lazy gluttons.
实际上呢，这个对人的描述并不是一个很友好的描述。第一点呢，他们常说谎话；第二点呢，他们是恶兽；第三点呢，他们又馋又懒。
What would happen if someone were to say that today?
如果今天有些人跟你说这样的话，会发生什么？
Why, everybody would say you're racist.
所以很多人说，那你是种族歧视。
Who could dare say that Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons? That's racism. And they would publish your name all across the internet, all across the social media. What a terrible thing to say.
所以这些人他们说，你怎么敢这么说话？你怎么敢说克里特人都是说谎的，是恶是又馋又懒？你这个就是种族歧视，所以他们就会把说这个话的人呢，在网上，在所有的媒体上都发表说这个人是个种族主义者。
What would happen if people said that's true of Canadians?
所以如果有人说这个加拿大人就是这样的
，Boy, a lot of people would be angry.
所以很多人会极其愤怒。
What would happen if somebody said that's true of Chinese?
如果有些人说中国人又难又馋又懒，你怎么办
？Of all people, you can't say that about the Chinese.
所有的人都会跳出来，你不能这么说中国人。
What if people said that about the Negro, the African who came to the United States? What could you say about them? Oh, you could never say that about them.
现在如果说你一个去对黑人。从那些从非洲来的黑人来到美国的黑人，你去跟他们说会怎么样？他们说：“哦，你永远不能这么去说黑人。”
Now Paul didn't say that about the Cretans.
这一时的保罗并没有这么去描述克里特。
Titus didn't say that about the Cretans.
提多也没有这么去说克里特人。
Who said that about the Cretans?
谁说克里特人是这样的呢
？One of the Cretans.
所以其中的一个克里特人说的。
Do you think that person knew what he was talking about?
你认为这个人知道他在说什么吗
？Sure, he was a very famous Cretan poet. He knew what he was talking about.
所以是这个人呢，是克里特人其中一个非常有名的诗人，他知道他说什么。
Now we heard this morning about a preacher who says, "In our church, we don't."Preach about sin.
所以呢，实际上今天早上我们听到这样一个说法，就是说一个教会的一个讲道人说，他们教会从来不讲罪。
But the fact is that we must preach about sin. That's what we preach at 16th. That's what the Bible preaches. We're going to preach what the Bible preaches.
实际上呢，事实上我们必须讲罪，因为这是我们在16节讲的。也是圣经教导我们去要讲罪的。
And Paul says, Titus, you're going to be in Crete, and the Cretan people are evil beasts, evil brutes, always liars, lazy gluttons. You are going to have to preach against them, Titus.
因为实际上使徒保罗跟提多说，提多你必须去克里特，这克里特的人呢又常说谎话，又是恶兽。又馋又懒，所以呢，你必须去跟他们讲，你必须反对他们。
So the apostle says to Titus, but you're probably not going to be able to do a good enough job, so you've got to get the overseers. in Crete to preach to the other Cretans that they are bad.
依然那时的布拉格提多说，基督，你可能不一定你自己做得了这个工作，所以你要去培养当地的克里特人做长老，让这些克里特人去教导那些坏的克里特人。
Now the question, I guess, is how bad?
你的问题是我这些人有多坏呢？
Most of us are willing to admit that we're a little bit bad. But not many of us are willing to admit that we're really bad.
因为我们中间大多数人呢，是如果这个人有一点点坏，我们并不介意去跟他打交道；但如果一些人呢非常非常的坏，我们就不想理他们。
And it's true that the Cretans were really bad, but so were so many others.
因为这里呢，那些克里特人是非常非常的坏，然后其他地方呢也有很坏的人。
Now, how long is it going to take teaching the Bible and rebuking sin to raise the level of the Cretans up to the character of the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以实际上他们要传多少道去责备那当地的克里特人，把他们的人的品格提高到一个主耶稣基督可以接受的水平呢？
Well, that's a long way to go.
这个呢需要很长的时间。
So I've told you that before that when I was a little boy, I would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and then by the time I got to be 20 years old, I was sure that I would be perfect.
所以呢，实际上呢，我当我告诉你很多次我的故事，当我还是很小的时候，我就信了主耶稣基督。我认为呢，到我20岁的时候呢，我就可能会变得很完美了。
What do you think I found out when I got to be 20 years old?
你认为当我20岁的时候，我发现了什么？
I thought, Harold, you are a long way from perfect.
现在他说这个不是我期待的，Harold。 Harold，你还要需要很长的时间才会变得完美。
Then I got older and older and older, and now I'm even older than that. And I say, Harold, you're not perfect. You're a long way from being what Jesus wants you to be. Oh, I'm so disappointed.
所以当我越来越年龄越来越大的时候，我跟自己说， Harold， 你现在还不离完美。 还有很长的路要走，如果主耶稣基督，以主耶稣基督要求你那样的样子，还有很长的路要走。
Now I tell you this for two or three reasons. One is I want you to recognize that you and I have got a long way to go to be like Jesus.
另外我要告诉大家的一个事实呢，第一个呢就是你我都还有。 很长的路要走，要如果要像主耶稣基督那样。
Don't stop learning. Don't stop growing.
不要停止学习，不要停止成长。
Keep trusting the Lord and keep praying that the Lord will make you like Jesus.
所以呢，一直要相信主，一直要祷告，让主呢。
Now the problem is that we start at a very, very low level. And to get to Jesus then takes a long time. It doesn't just happen like that. We keep saying, Lord, make me more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以实际上问题就是呢，我们的起点很低，所以呢，要把我们带到。 主耶稣像主耶稣基督那个点需要很长的时间，所以呢，我们一直祷告说：“主啊，求你让我变成，主耶稣基督那样。”
So you'll find in the Bible, in the offerings, Leviticus chapter 4, that there is what is called the sin offering.
所以你会在利未记发现献祭，献祭呢里面有一个就叫赎罪祭。
And the sin offering was there because in the Old Testament, people would live and then they would realize as they were studying their Bible, as they were growing in the Lord, they would realize, oh, I've been doing this and it was wrong. I did that. I didn't know it was wrong, but it was wrong. And they say, oh, what can I do? My past was wrong.
其实像呢，在那个里面的旧约时代呢，那些人呢，当他们学习圣经的时候，当他们在主里成长的时候呢，他们会发现，哦，我做错了什么事儿。但是呢，他以前不知道他做错了。但是如果他真的做错了，犯了罪，他会怎么办呢？
I'm just laughing because I'm learning more Chinese all the time.
所以呢，他就开始有点笑，他就觉得他学到了一些中文。
And I've learned that the Chinese word for oh is oh.
所以他学到了呢，在中文里面讲oh跟英文里的oh是一个词。
Okay, so, I can't remember my thought anymore. When you have a sin offering, it's because you realize that you did it wrong. You didn't know that it was wrong. You just find out afterwards that it was wrong.
那实际上你需要做一个守自己的事呢，就是说你发现了你做错了什么，实际上当你做错这件事情的时候，你并没意识到你做错了事。
And I want you to remember, when you find out as you go through your Christian life that you did it wrong, I don't want you to despair. I want you just to go to God with the sin offering and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't even know it was wrong, but I admit it's wrong, and I don't want to do it again.
实际上我要跟大家讲这个话的意思呢，就是说在你的基督徒人生里面，如果你做错了什么事呢，你就带着赎罪祭到神面前，你跟神说祷告，说你说神呐，我做错了，但是呢我当时做错的时候呢，我不知道这个东西是做错了，所以我现在要悔改，我也以后坚决不做。
Actually, you'll get pretty excited about that, won't you?You could read the Bible today and you might find something that you've done wrong that you can now do right. And you say, oh Lord, that's wonderful. I now know not to do that. That's marvelous. I know I should do that when I didn't do it. That's marvelous.
其实这样呢，今天呢，你会为这件事感到很兴奋，是不是？当你读圣经的时候呢，你发现哦，真的是有些事我以前是做错了。当时我做的时候我不知道，但是呢我发现呢，现在呢我知道错了，所以我可以跟主说，主啊，我现在不那么做了，我不再做错事了。
So these Cretans are going to be just like that. They're going to be learning as they go that they were very wrong, and they're going to say, Lord, please forgive me, and they're going to learn more and more, and they will be blessed. But TitusYou're going to have to appoint elders to help them get there.
其实像这些克里特人就是跟这个是一样的，实际上他们以前很坏，干了很多很多坏事，他们现在呢他们知道错了，知道错了以后呢，他们就会去悔改，说不再那么做了，他们就会得到神的赐福。然后使徒保罗跟提多说，提多，你必须去设立长老去教导他们，让他们知道他们是可以悔改的。
And so I'm going to give you an illustration now. It's not a Bible illustration, but it's a good illustration. And it's the fact that it takes us sometimes a long time to learn.
今天我要给大家举个例子，这个例子呢不是从圣经里来的，但是呢这是一个很好的例子。这个例子呢，我如果跟你们讲了以后呢，你们要 你们本来要花很多时间去才能学到这样的东西，但是我举个例子，你一下就知道了。
So our grandmother became a Christian 110 years ago.
110年前，他的奶奶就成为基督徒了。
And she was a humble woman, and she wanted to do things God's way.
她是一个很谦卑的女人，所以她想要去做神要她做的事情。
And we were told that she was a good cook.
因为我们知道呢，她饭做得很好。
And so she used to feed good food, but then the more she read her Bible, the more she said, you know, I'm not sure that this is exactly what God would like my family to eat.
实际上呢，她很会做菜，她把她家里的人呢都喂养得很好，所以有一天呢，她就说呢，我不很确定我现在所做的食物是神要我的家人吃的。
And so she taught my mother how to cook. My mother was a good cook, and she listened carefully to the wisdom of her mother.
实际上呢，她教导我的妈妈也怎么做菜，然后我妈妈就很仔细的听她怎么教她做。
And so we ate better in terms of proper food.Than my mother did because my mother learned more about God's wisdom just in the simple things of diet than her mother knew.
实际上呢，我妈妈呢就做的菜呢，对我们来说呢，比她自己从她自己的妈妈那里吃到的菜呢更好，因为她从圣经里学到了更多的智慧，怎么样去做菜，而不是仅仅只是看那个菜的味道。
And so my mother taught my sister.
然后妈妈也教会了她姐姐怎么做菜。
And so we were eating the other day, and my sister said, you know,I don't think we should do this anymore. I think we should not eat that, but we should eat this.
因为她的姐姐有一天跟她说呢，你知道吗？我们现在有些东西我们通常吃的，我们不应该吃了，我们应该去吃其他的一些东西。
And I said, why? Mommy used to give us that food.
我说为什么呢？妈妈给我们做这样的菜吃啊。
And she said, well, you know, we just didn't know then. We know more now than we did 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 80 years ago, 110 years ago.
所以呢，她姐姐就说呢，你知道我们其实对这些其实还不够了解。我们现在呢，比十年前比五十年前，比八十年前，比110年前，我们懂得更多，所以我们应该这么做。
And so we said, well, Lord, thank you for teaching us. We're going to try to live our lives according to the Lord Jesus, even in the simple areas of what food we put on the table.
所以实际上呢，我就跟主说，主啊，我们非常感谢你，感谢您教导我们。教导我们呢，我们不光是教导我们圣经，也教导我们在我们的桌上吃的食物，我们应该去吃什么。
Now I say all that for your encouragement and for mine.
所以呢，我讲这个的意思呢，就是要鼓励你们，也鼓励我自己。
It takes us a long time to learn, but there's so much for us to learn.
因为我们要花很多的时间才能学到东西，但是呢，我们要还有很多的东西要学。
So when you learn more, you say, thank you for teaching me, Lord. I'm going to continue to change in order that I will be more and more like Jesus.
因为我们就会说，主啊，感谢您教导我们。我们要继续去学，我们继续成长，这样我们会越来越像主耶稣基督。
Now the Cretans had a long way to go.
因为那个 克里特人还很长的路要走。
Their whole society was lying.
整个的社会上的人都是说谎。
If you've been lying all your life, is it easy to stop lying?
那你这一辈子都在撒谎，是不是很容易就不撒谎了？
No, lying just comes naturally.
那你说谎，你就成了你的自然。
They were evil brutes. They were thinking evil all the time. Then the Lord Jesus came in. They had to learn to think again. Took a long time for them to stop thinking evil thoughts.
实际上他们的大脑里全是充满了那种恶念，他们就想的全是恶事。如果主耶稣基督来了，他们必须完全改变他们的思维。所以他们这种思维方式要去改变，要花很长的时间。
They were lazy gluttons.
所以他们又馋又懒。
Is it easy to stop being lazy?
所以你要改变你懒惰的习惯容易吗？
No, that's hard.
很
难。People find it hard to get out of bed in the morning.
所以很多人呢都知道早上起床都是很难的一件事。
Some people found it hard to get out of bed in the morning when they were teenagers.
有些人当他们还是一个半大孩子的时候，他们都觉得很难从早上早起。
Some people haven't been teenagers for a long time, but they still find it hard to get out of bed in the morning.
所以我们已经不是青少年了，但是我们仍然会发现早晨起床是很难的一件事。
These people were lazy gluttons, and they had to learn to eat right.
这些人呢，又懒又馋，所以他们必须学会吃正确的食物。
Okay, took a long time.
这要花很长的时间。
And I tell you those stories because as you and I grow to be like the Lord Jesus, we're going to find many areas where we have not always been like him, and we must be obedient, we must be responsive, and we must be patient and believing, because the Lord knows where we are, he'll help us, but don't stop throwing.
实际上呢，我告诉你们，就是在我们基督徒的人说，我们要成长。在成长的过程中呢，你会发现你有很多的地方不是主耶稣基督想要你成为的那样，所以呢，我们必须要去顺服，去学习，去相信，所以这样呢，主会就帮助我们，把我们变得更像主耶稣基督。
Verse 13 says, "This testimony about them is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply."So that they will be sound in the faith.
第三节说这个见证是真的，所以你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上成全无辟。
So I think that probably there were some in the assembly in Crete, and they said, "Is Titus going to be preaching again? I don't want to be there. He often rebukes us sharply."
所以呢，我认为呢，当时呢，克里特人说，今天是提多讲道吗？我不想去听，因为他通常会严厉的责备我。
And some of them probably came up with an excuse to stay home.
所以有些人呢，他甚至会找个借口待在家里。
Okay, these are big issues. All of us have got to be changed.From the character of the devil we used to serve in order to be like Jesus whom we now serve. That's a big change.
其实这就是我们所有人都要做的功课，因为我们要把我们过去我们服侍魔鬼的那样的一个品格，现在要完全改变成我们服侍主耶稣基督的这样一个品格。
So verse 13 again says, we rebuke them in order that they will be sound in the faith. Sound not in what I think, what someone else thinks, but sound in the faith that is taught in the Bible. That's what we need. We need to be sound in the faith. The opposite is in verse 14, and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or the commands of those who reject the truth. All kinds of people out there teaching what they would call religious or Christian teaching, and they're teaching things not sound in the faith, teaching things that are really just Jewish fables or even Christians' fables. We've got to be very careful what we learn.
所以呢，我们呢要完听纯全的道，我们要完完全全的就不要去听那些其他人荒谬的言语和离弃真道人的诫命。所以我们必须非常仔细的小心去听什么样的道。
All right, well, that's maybe a place for us to stop today. We haven't covered everything at all, but we've learned a few things. Any simple question to clarify before we wind up today?
实际上呢，我认为今天这是一个很好的点评。在这里，我们还没有把这个完结展开的讲，但是呢，我们时间也到了，所以在这个很短的时间里，大家有一个。
Any question, any comment?
有没有问题, 你自己的想法?
All right, thank you to you all. The Lord bless us. And together next week.
Cindy may have a question.
Yeah, 可以问一个跟这个今天学的不一样的问题。 就是最近那个哈拉文要来了，Steve经常问这个问题，如何教导孩子跟这个哈拉文怎么教导这些孩子这个问题。Okay, so
Cindy's question is not related to today's study, but she would like to ask questions as her son Steve normally asked her. How do we deal with the Halloween?
Okay, good question. Probably, Cindy, we should talk about that next Tuesday. Okay? Yeah. Next Tuesday, we'll talk about that, but you will have to remind me because I might forget.
因为这是个很好的问题，但是呢，最好呢是下个星期我们来讲这个问题。然后呢，你必须把你的问题记住，你要到时候要提醒他，省得他忘了。All
right, let's have a word of prayer. Next time we'll go on in Titus, but also try to answer the Halloween question.
所以呢，我们来祷告。下个星期呢，我们会继续学习提多书。我们也试图去回答那个关于万圣节的问题。Okay,
let's pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you so much for the truths of God.
主啊，我们非常感恩，要为神的真理献上感恩。And
we marvel that you even cared about those people who lived on that little island of Crete.
我们非常惊奇的是，您甚至都去关心那么一个小岛上住着的人。And
you loved them so much that you sent that wonderful man Titus to them, and that you dared to deal with the great problems that they had in their life and in their entire culture.
所以呢，您是如此的爱那个当地的人，所以您派那个提多到那个岛上去，去应对他们在当地他们有的问题，甚至在他们自己文化由来已久的问题。
And so, Lord, again then, we just say thank you. If you love the Cretans, then surely you can love us too. And we thank you that you do.
因为主啊,我们要献上感恩。我们知道,如果您爱克里特那样的人,你也爱我们这样的人,所以我们非常确定您爱我们,我们献上感恩。
Lord, may we live lives that prove that we know the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of God is changing us to be like Him.
祷告,如果我们可以活出那样的一个人生,证明我们相信主耶稣基督,然后神的圣灵在我们里面改变了我们。
And we give thanks now again in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次献上感恩,奉我们主耶稣基督圣名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Special thanks to Daisy and her mother and her brother. We're glad you were with us today.
谢谢大家。